Welcome to Splendid Speaking, speaking skills for advanced learners of English. This and other podcasts can be found at splendidspeaking.com.
Welcome to the Splendid Speaking podcast. My name's Pete Travis, and this week we're listening to Isabel from Switzerland, who is currently living in London. A reminder that transcripts for all podcasts, including this one, are available to subscribers of our mailing list. You can sign up to the newsletter from www.splendidspeaking.com. Shortly before the interview in Skype, I sent Isabel the following question. Talk about the importance of having a good work-life balance. You can include any of the following issues if you wish, or ideas of your own. Leisure time, family commitments, and flexible hours. There are various ways a short talk like this can be organised. As you listen, try to identify the structure of Isabel's presentation. How many main sections does it have, and what role does each section play in her talk? If you have access to the transcript, listen a second time and answer the comprehension questions. Finally, make a note of Isabel's use of English, which we'll look at in the feedback session. Let's listen to Isabel.
Well, work-life balance, it's kind of a red-hot topic for me right now because I'm looking for a new job these days and I'm having many interviews. And and of course, the topic or the question of the work-life balance comes up all the time during these interviews. In my opinion, it's all about, how could I say that, affecting a good compromise, because I don't think that it's possible to have a fulfilled private life, going out to cinema or to a theater, having a great time with the family, and on the other hand, being a good top manager. I don't think that it's possible to combine those two sides completely, but it's important to find kind of a compromise. And yes, I'm certainly looking for this, searching for this compromise. Actually, I am a PR consultant, and in my profession, it's not very common to, it's not, how should I say, a 9-till-5 job. And it's not very common to work just a few hours. But the good thing in my profession is that we've got kind of flexible working hours, which means that I'm free, of course, with some limits when I want to work. And this, for example, gives me a great flexibility. And that helps me as well to find kind of a compromise between work and my private life. Actually, while I was working in Switzerland, I had the chance to work as a teleworker, which means that I could work from home using my phone and internet. And that was just an excellent idea. And I also got good feedback from my clients as well as of my family, because I was all relaxed in these days. I could do my job at home. I wasn't disturbed by anybody else and I didn't feel stress. And also my clients were very happy with my work. And this, I think, is for me the best way of finding a work-life balance.
First of all, thanks to Isabel for taking part in this Skype interview and for agreeing to be recorded. If you go to the Splendid Speaking website, you can leave your own comments on her talk. Now for some feedback. This was an excellent long turn. If you analyse the organisation of her talk, you will see Isabel used a very simple but effective structure. She stated the significance of the subject, then expressed her opinion, and gave examples to back up her opinion. Her talk started with a clear reference to the importance of the subject.
Well, work-life balance, it's kind of a red-hot topic for me right now because I'm looking for a new job these days and I'm having many interviews. And of course, the topic or the question of the work-life balance comes up all the time during these interviews.
She then gave her opinion of the topic, explaining that for her it was a question of compromise.
In my opinion, it's all about, how could I say that, affecting a good compromise, because I don't think that it's possible to have a fulfilled private life, going out to cinema or to a theater, having a great time with the family, and on the other hand, being a good top manager.
Finally, she gave examples of how she's managed to achieve this during her own employment.
The good thing in my profession is that we've got kind of flexible working hours, which means that I'm free, of course, with some limits when I want to work. And
relating the topic to her own personal experience like this made the talk interesting and memorable. Isabel has excellent use of English, and her talk was delivered fluently with very clear pronunciation. She used a wide range of vocabulary with some impressive collocations, such as a red-hot topic, affect a compromise, a fulfilled private life. Her English was also very accurate throughout. Most of the mistakes she did make were of a similar nature. Can you spot them?
Going out to cinema or to a theater. Going out to cinema or to a theater. This, for example, gives me a great flexibility. This, for example, gives me a great flexibility. Actually, while I was working in Switzerland, I had the chance to work as a teleworker, which means that I could work from home. Actually, while I was working in Switzerland, I had the chance to work as a teleworker, which means that I could work from home. And I also got good feedback from my clients as well as of my family, because I was all relaxed in these days.
So, did you spot the mistakes? Most relate to the incorrect use of articles.
Going out to cinema or to a theater.
This should be the cinema and the theater.
This, for example, gives me a great flexibility.
Flexibility has a general meaning here, and so there should be no article.
Actually, while I was working in Switzerland, I had the chance to work as a teleworker, which means that I could work from home.
This is a pronunciation issue which Isabel is aware of. The words beginning with a W were of course pronounced with a V sound rather than W.
And I also got good feedback from my clients as well as of my family, because I was all relaxed in these days.
It would be more natural to say completely relaxed or totally relaxed. Okay, that's the end of this podcast. Once again, many thanks to Isabel. Until next week, it's bye from me, Pete Travis. And remember, you can download the transcript to this and all previous podcasts by signing up to the Splendid Speaking newsletter, a link to which you'll find at www.splendidspeaking.com. Do you feel you could do with a little more help to present yourself when using English? For example, in an advanced English exam, at a job interview, a networking event or a party? Do you want to make more of an impact when you have to speak at length in English? For example, when giving a formal presentation or making a spontaneous talk at work or at university? If so, then find out more about the exciting new product from Flojo called Splendid Speaking. Visit us at www.splendidspeaking.com.